Hey, Strikon Stories, we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. You can join trail experts, hiking clubs, and veteran service groups celebrating America's public land by volunteering on the Appalachian Trail tomorrow from 9:30 till 4. You'll meet at the Harlan Valley Homestead located at 147 Old Forge Road. All volunteers must be 16 years and older in good physical condition. The event is not American Disabilities Act accessible. You're asked to wear sturdy boots and long pants, bring water, snacks, rain gear, 30% DEET repellent, and sun protection. Wear or pack layers. Breakfast and lunch are provided. Questions or more information, contact Lauren at 202-823-2947. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is looking to strike a deal with Connecticut and New Jersey on how to proceed with legalizing recreational marijuana, but cracked down on the dangers of vaping. Cuomo said he plans to meet with fellow Democratic Governors Ned Lamont of Connecticut and Phil Murphy of New Jersey to discuss ways they can develop a regional approach to those issues and problems. Bushnell Sage Memorial Library on Main Street in Sheffield presenting a lecture featuring Christopher Clausen, exploring different methods to get help with your written material to get it published nationwide. It runs from 7 till 8 p.m. For more details, 413-229-7004. Connecticut Antique Machinery Association holding its 35th annual Fall Festival. It'll run Friday through Sunday from 10 to 4 at their museum grounds, 31 Kent Cornwall Road, a celebration of the machinery that made America great, including giant steam engines, steam locomotive, gas engines, and farm tractors. Their collection of steam and gas-powered machinery will be in full operation. Vendors will be selling a variety of old machinery, engines, and tools. Food available, and the parking is free. A townwide tag sale to benefit the Amenia Fire Company is happening Saturday, September 28th from 9 until 2. There'll be breakfast, sandwiches, and lunch items also available for purchase. It's held at the Amenia Firehouse grounds on Mechanic Street in Amenia, New York. VFW Post 6851 on Route 7 in North Canaan is holding their auxiliary craft fair on Saturday from 10 till 3. Local crafters will be displaying their latest creations to the general public. Various food items will also be available. More details at 413-854-7572. The Amenia Free Library has their fall book and bake sale on Saturday from 10 till 2. They also have baked goods for sale. A Black Bear discussion coming up at the D.M. Hunt Library on a Saturday with Ginny Apple's talk on the Black Bear at 1 p.m. Topics include overview of their habitat, diet, behavior, reproduction, and current research. More information, huntlibrary.org. In support of the Sharon Daycare and the Sharon Playhouse, it's St. Patrick's in September, September 28th, 2 to 4 p.m., at the Sharon Playhouse Bach Gallery, live Irish music by the Wildcat Creek Band, Irish step dancing by the Nambi Project, kids under 12 free. There's a cash bar, Irish-themed beer, wine, and cheese. More information, sharonplayhouse.org. Music and More presents the Berkshire Children's Chorus on Saturday, the 28th at 4:30. New Marlboro's Music and More presents at the Sons and Daughters of the Community Enchanting Meeting House. Songs in the performance are highlights from the chorus's current program. More information, berkshirechildrenschorus.org. There'll be a roast pork dinner with light guitar music and sing-along or dancing at the Pilgrim House in Canaan on September 28th from 5 till 7. Mashed potatoes along with carrots, onions, chutney, homemade applesauce, dessert and soft drink. You can eat it or take out. $15 per adult, $6 for children under 12, $25 a couple, $30 per family. All proceeds go to benefit the Pilgrim House Roof Fund. Cornwall Association will host a Paint the Churches on their sacred space in Cornwall on September 28th. It is open to artists of all ages. A reception will take place at a gallery at 5:30 till 7:30. The works will be on display at the Gallery and Conservation Trust office through mid-November. The American Mural Project hosts its fourth annual Art of Work Gala on Saturday, September 28th in its Winsted, Connecticut Mill Building with the theme Recycled Runway. In addition to highlighting the evening, the Recycled Wearable Art Runway Show, the evening includes cocktails, hors d'oeuvres, light projections, a live band, dance party, and dessert. Tickets for more information at americamuralproject.org/events. A blessing of the animal service will take place at the West Stockbridge Congregational Church Outdoor Chapel, 141 West Center Road. All four-legged friends are welcome. Treats will be served. This is happening on September 29th. The ceremony starts at 10 a.m. More details at 413-232-4256. The annual Crop Hunger Walk is coming up on Sunday the 29th. Registration is at 1. The walk begins at 1:30 at Housatonic Valley Regional High School. This is the 50th anniversary of crop walks around the country. As always, 25% of all raised donations stay right here in our local community. 75% of funds raised go in part to Hurricane Dorian relief in the Bahamas and here in the U.S. More information at 860-435-2627. The Hotchkiss Library of Sharon presents John James Audubon's Pictures in Prose, illustrated talk by Eileen Fielding on Sunday at 4 p.m. at the library. Peter Vermillier, a history teacher at Housatonic Valley Regional High School and author of Hidden History of Litchfield County, will speak about the religious motivations of Civil War soldiers on September 30th at 6 p.m. at Christ Church Episcopal's Parish Hall during a community potluck supper. It's in honor of the church's 200th anniversary later this year. All are invited to attend. Potluck dishes will be shared with all. Questions or more information at 860-364-5260. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and Salisbury Bank and Trust, salisburybankandtrust.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down almost 80 points yesterday to 26,891.12. The NASDAQ starts off today at 8,030.66 and the S&P 500 at 2,977.63. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.